Now we're going racing with Steve Keane from the Scone Race Club. How are we doing this morning, mate?
Yeah, going well, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Racing at Randwick, the track has still got a bit of water in it. They were talking about it being a heavy nine yesterday. Some big fields down there at the moment.
Yeah, that's right. Look, I think a lot of the trainers have come to the conclusion that the wet tracks are going to be around for a little bit. So regardless of whether your horse handles it or not, you've got to go around for fitness-wise. At worst, so a lot of fields and should see some competitive racing.
All right, so we're having a look at race 7. That's due to jump at 2:30. The Taylor Construction Handicap. You like number 3?
Yeah, I do. I think Ian and Matt went around as a short price favourite at Scone a couple of weeks ago at the standalone Metro meeting and sat wide the whole trip and then just punched late. So after having that tough trip, so. Back to 1,100 metres. Look, I know that the Godolphin team have a very strong opinion of the horse, and I can see it winning today.
Bookie seemed to have a very high opinion of it as well. It's a favourite, and there's not much else near it, actually. It's a standout, yeah. And Sky Rating have got it as 100, so that's a solid choice there, mate.
Yeah, no, they're keeping it very safe, so it's shown a lot of potential, and we might see the best of it later today.
Let's have a look at the next event, Race 8. That's due to go at 3:05 this afternoon, the Fujitsu General Handicap. You like number 7, Fender. How come?
Yeah, that's right. It was in front for a long way in the Scone Cup, the Daly Scone Cup a couple of weeks ago. So, I'm going to take that as a very strong form line. Local trainer Brett Kavanagh has the horse, and I think it's just going really well. And this is not as strong a race as what it came up against 2 weeks ago. So if it runs up to that, I think at some nice each-way value, we could get a result there.
I guess we always say this sort of thing, but Brett doesn't like going to the city and not coming back with something, does he?
No, that's right. He's not going there to test the restaurants and see what it's like. So he'll be going there on a mission, and hopefully the punters he gets it done.
Do you think the number 1 gate is a good thing for Fender there as well?
Yeah, I think it gives the jockey plenty of options. He can get the horse comfortable and then just hopefully get some luck at the right time of running. And I think you'll see it in the first half of the field and somewhere near the front towards the top of the straight and hopefully hangs on.
All right, that's race 8, number 7, Fender. And your final tip is in the final event of the day, the one to get the cash back in. Who do you like in race 10?
Yeah, once again, coming out of the Daly Scone Cup Carnival, We're going with Hulk. So first up at Scone, and might have just blew out a bit late. So second up, a little bit more fitness under its belt. I think once again at that sort of $7 to $8 is real each way value.
Yeah, you got to go the number 6 Hulk. Around about $8. Don't worry about number 7, the American President. That's the favourite, but I reckon that's fake news, mate.
Yes, very good, very good. So. I hope the punters agree, and we salute.
All right, so your final tip is race 10, number 6, Hulk, from the Scone Race Club. Steve Keane, as always, thank you very much for the tips on the winning post.
No worries, and good luck to all the punters out there.